Ladies and gentlemen, mommies and daddies, welcome to Barnstormer, a one-hour themed musical broadcast programmed by Gabe Schaffline, your hostino du jour. Now please, kick back, get your back scratched, do whatever it is you'd like to do to make this life bearable. Sit back and enjoy the show. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Barnstormer. I am your hoster, Gabe Schaffline. And I'd like to welcome you to the premiere broadcast of the first time this show has been broadcast. This is the debut of the premiere of the encore presentation of opening night. This is the only time in history when this show will be played for the first time ever, only now. Tonight we're going to play songs with people's names in the titles. We're going to run right through the alphabet, starting with A. Now, we've done this before on Barnstormer, but this time, these songs will only be roughly in the genre of country and western. Now, for those of you who are still prejudiced against the idea of country music, I want you to try to just withhold judgment as long as possible. Believe me, I understand you've been bullied around by some bad Nashville pop for quite a few decades now. It's not your fault. Believe me, I'm with you. What I would recommend, go back to the 30s. Pick up some Carter Family, Ted Daffin's Texans. Start there. Do the 40s, the 50s, and just keep listening slowly until you just can't stand it anymore. Probably will be sometime in the 70s. Country music is a poor orphan stepchild of what it once was. But it's really not fair to just write it all off as one big garbage pile. Give it a chance. Just try and avoid anything written after you were born. Okay, here we go. Country names A through P.
Sinking, it went down. I'll do the cooking, honey. I drove you out with nothing but a fine tooth comb. Yes, I know that I'm to blame. Bill Bailey, won't you please come home? Yeah, won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? I moan the whole night long. I'm gonna do your cooking, honey. I'm gonna pay your rent. But a fine tooth comb. Well, I know that I'm to blame, and ain't that a dirty low-down shame? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home, Bill Bailey? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home, Bill Bailey? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home?
Okay, starting off, we have a sort of theme song to the show, Where They Never Say Your Name. Eileen Jewell from Letters from Sinners and Strangers, 2007. Then The Bad Livers, Anna Lee, from Industry and Thrift, 1998. And Patsy Cline, Bill Bailey, Won't You Please Come Home, from 1964. Then Gillian Welch, Caleb Meyer, from Hell Among the Yearlings, 1998. ABC on to D.
Way down in West Virginia, there's some people who are one of a kind. They don't need nothing from nobody, 'cause they're already doing fine. You got tassel Atkins hunching, and Mamie's raising hell. The legend of D-Ray White will never die like a rebel yell. And old Jess goes dancing in his daddy's shoes. Yeah, old Hassel's still hunching out them Boone County blues. Legend of D-Ray White will never die like a rebel,
we'll be right back. One time my papa had a horse. That was the single-footedest son of a gun you ever did see. Her name was Frankie Jean. One day old Frankie Jean got a loose. I called and I called and called and she wouldn't pay me no mind. I says, Papa, how did you get hold of old Frankie Jean when you want her? I said, did you call her? He said, uh-uh. I said, I whistles to her. I said, well, how did you whistle to her? He said something like this.
Whistle them blues, boy.
One time we put old Frankie Gino on the racetrack. The gun fires and it's off. Here comes Frankie Jean around the first turn, single-footing right along.
Single-footing.
Go on, Frankie Jean. Frankie Jean got loose again one day. I called her and called her and called her, and she wouldn't pay me no mind, so I happened to think what my papa told me. I said, don't ever call her, whistles to her. I said, well, how did you whistle? I said something like this.
Back up in the woods among the evergreens. There was a log cabin made of pine and wood. There was a little boy named Johnny B. Good. He never ever learned to read or write or spell, but he could play a guitar torch just like the ring of a bell. Oh, go, go, Johnny, go, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, 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 go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Johnny B. Good. Be a man, and you will be the leader of a big old band. Well, many people coming from a mile around, they hear you play your music when the sun goes down. Someday your name will be in light. Go, Johnny, play good tonight. Go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Johnny, be good.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Barnstormer Country Name Show. First, we heard D. Ray White from Hank Williams III from Straight to Hell 2006. Yes, the grandson of Hank Williams Sr. Then Elvira from Kenny Rogers in the first edition from the first edition, 1967. Then Frankie Jean, Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys from the Tiffany Transcriptions, Volume 3, 1946. Those are an amazing set of demos recorded for a potential radio show that fell through. Remember, 1946, radio is booming. So hours and hours of really loose, live, carefree demos made, then disappeared to the dustbin of history, and eventually retrieved in the 70s from a basement and put out. And last, Jerry Lee Lewis's version of Johnny B. Good from the late 50s, remember, this is a magic time when country, rockabilly, blues, bluegrass, western swing, and what came to be known as rock and roll were still an undifferentiated, undeveloped, into their later distinctive, separate entities. It's just a big melting pot where anything can happen without a lot of the stereotypes that came later. So, we're up to G, on to H.
Sweetheart, the fairest of maidens, she outshined all others that I'd known by far. I had a friend, a big fella named Big Harlan Taylor. Harlan had a rubber tarred new shiny car.
Well, the ways of the world and the wants of a woman, if I figured them all out, would take many years.
Fell for Big Harlan. I tried but in vain for to take my own life. Suddenly I had lost all my will to keep living. She had lost her desire to become my young wife.
Well, the ways of the world and the wants of a woman, if I figured them all out, would take many years.
Big Harlan. Then I started wondering what good would it do if a rubber tarred new shiny car's her ambition. Then she can just have it and Big Harlan too.
Well, the ways of the world and the wants of a woman, if I figured them all out, would take many years. If I figured them all out, would take.
Everybody sang Irene goodnight, but she wouldn't go to bed, no matter what they said, though everybody tried with all their might. She stayed awake while steel guitars were going, in every honky-tonk she could be seen, but she finally went to bed and covered up her head, and now there's not a thing can wake Irene.
Wake up, Irene, you slept too long. Wake up, Irene, it's time to move along. Wake up, Irene, and pay for your bed. Wake up, Irene, or folks will think you're dead.
Guitar pickers by the dozen sang goodnight Irene all night and day, and even Crosby too with his boo 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 doo tried to get Irene to hit the hay. Well, I guess they finally sang her off to slumber. They must have tried a million times or more, but oh, my aching back when she finally hit the sack. Man, you ought to hear that woman snore.
Wake up, Irene, you've slept too long. Wake up, Irene, it's time to move along. Wake up, Irene, and pay for your bed. Wake up, Irene, our folks will think you're dead.
Ha ha ha! chasing women, picking fights with one and all. And now Jason Fleming is quite a man. He raises Cain with who he can. He goes out nightly and has a ball, and whoops it up from wall to wall. Tells the band to play it slow. Now you play it slow, you are out to go. Jason Fleming chasing women. He's a swinging daddy-o. Bottles flying, women crying, ceiling sagging, about to fall. Jason Fleming chasing women, picking fights with one and all. Before he walked, he learned to stomp. He stomped so loud that they run him off, right in the middle of the whooping cough. Deal the cards and let them fall. This old boy, he beats them all. Jason Fleming chasing women. He's a swinging daddy-o. Bottles flying, women crying, the ceiling sagging, about to fall. Jason Fleming chasing women, picking fights with one and all.
Elijah was a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with an Indian maid over in the antique store. Elijah just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. He always wore his Sunday feathers and held a Tommy Hall. The maiden wore her beads and braids and hoped someday he'd talk. Elijah, too stubborn to ever show a sign, because his heart was made of knotty pine. Poor old Elijah, he never got a kiss. Poor Elijah, he don't know what he missed. Is any wonder that his face is red? Elijah, that poor old wooden head. Indian never went nowhere. His heart was set on the Indian maid with the coal black hair. Elijah just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. And then one day a wealthy customer bought the Indian maid and took her oh so far away, but old Elijah stayed. Elijah just stands there as lonely as can be, and wishes he was still an old pine tree. Oh, Elijah, he never got a kiss. Oh, Elijah, he don't know what he missed. Is there any wonder that his face is red? Elijah, that poor old wooden head.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, H is Big Harlan Taylor from George Jones, 1962, a Roger Miller song. I is Wake Up Irene from Hank Thompson, 1953. Kind of a joke on all the Goodnight Irene versions going around. J is Jason Fleming from Roger Miller, 1959. And K is Collage from Hank Williams Sr., 1952.
Hey, up and clothesline, go buy parts and pants. I'm gonna take a Greyhound bus as further as I can. Ain't gonna wash no windows, ain't gonna scrub no floors. When you realize I'm gone, I'm gonna hear you roar. And you'll say, hey, oh, Peter, I love you more than Aubrey said. We don't hardly speak. All I ever get is a little kiss about once a week. You can feed the chickens, you can milk the cow. This woman's liberation, honey's gonna start right now. And you'll say, hey, I'm better. I love you more than my Aubrey said. One here is gonna know what I'll be doing there. I'll be swinging from the chandelier, bouncing off the wall. Instead of loving just one man, I'm gonna love them all. You'll say, hey, I'm ready. I love you more than my Aubrey said.
Can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. Well, as I was motivating over the hill, saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing outrun my V8-4. Cadillac doing about 95, bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. You be true. You done started back doing the things you used to do. Cadillac moved to 104. Ford got hot, wouldn't do no more. Gun got cloudy and began to rain. Tooted my horn for the passing lane. Rainwater blowing all under my hood. I knew it was doing my motor some good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you. Can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. Well, the motor cooled down, heat went down, and that's when I heard that highway sound. Cadillac setting like tunnel lip, 110, a half a mile ahead. Cadillac looking like setting still, caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do.
Well, maybe I don't know why I even bothered to fool with you. I done ask you to change your ways, but you done started back doing the same old thing you used to do.
I got a gal long and tall, sweet as she can be. What she got, nobody knows, but it goes all right with me. I'm crazy about Nancy Jane. I'm crazy about Nancy Jane. Oh, when she starts loving, she'll make a hit with me.
don't run around.
Run around.
When she starts to do her stuff, she make a jackrabbit hook a hound. I'm crazy about Nancy Jane. I'm crazy about Nancy Jane. Oh, when she starts loving, she'll make the hit with me. She don't wear no fine clothes. She ain't fine to see. What she got, nobody knows, but it goes all right with me. I'm crazy about Nancy Jane. I'm crazy about Nancy Jane. Oh, when she starts loving, she'll make the hit with me. Walking the other day, sit down in the dirt. My heart got to jumping and it got so hot it burned a hole in my undershirt. I'm crazy about Nancy Jane. I'm crazy about Nancy Jane. Oh, and such loving, she'll make a hit with me.
I dedicate this song to the working man, for every man that puts in 8 or 10 hard hours a day of working toil and sweat. He's always got somebody looking down his neck, trying to get more out of him than he really ought to have to put in. After 29 long years of working in this shop with Oney standing over me, today when that old whistle blows, I'll check in all my gear and I'll retire. The superintendent just dropped by and said they'd plan my little get-together. Then he said I'd never made it if old Oney hadn't held me to the fire. I've seen him in my dreams at night and woke up in the morning feeling tired. And old Oney don't remember when I came here how he tried to get me fired. With his folded hands behind him, every morning Oney waited at the gate, where he'd rant and rave like I committed murder, clocking in 5 minutes late. But today they'll gather around me like I've seen them do when any man retires. Then old Oney's gonna tell me from now on I'm free to do what I desire. He'll present me with that little old gold watch they give a man at times like this. But there's one thing he's not counting on. Today's the day I give old Oney his. I've been working, building muscles. Oney's just been standing round a getting soft. And today about 4:30 I'll make up for every good night's sleep I've lost. When I'm gone, I'll be remembered as a working man that put his point across. With a right hand full of knuckles, cause today I show old Oney who's the boss. What time is it? 4:30? Hey, Oney!
Ooh, Nelly, that's a wicked laugh for the boss man. First, Hey Loretta from Loretta Lynn, 1973, Love is the Foundation. Then Marty Robbins' version of Maybelline from 1955. Chuck Berry cover. Now, Chuck Berry said this song was his adaptation of Ida Red, traditional old song most popularly done by Bob Wills, but Chuck Berry called it Ida May. But his producer said, forget about those two, way too rural. What we need is more cars, more guitars, more energy. He looked on the floor, he saw a makeup box, and he said, let's call it Maybelline. Of course, we'll change the spelling so we don't get sued. Maybelline it is. The producer, Leonard Chess, said he was loved the commercial potential of a, quote, hillbilly song sung by a black man. 1955. Next, Nancy Jane, Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. Another one from the Tiffany Transcriptions that I described before. This one from Volume 1, 1946. And Oni, Johnny Cash, 1972. A great story, right? I believe we can all relate on one level or another. I myself can't say that I ever did punch any of the freak bosses that I had when I was young. But I certainly did figure out how to be self-employed and stay that way.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Back into your dream. Pancho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Well, Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way it goes. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust of Poncho bit down south, ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Nobody knows. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. We only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose.
Hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold, and so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true, to save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old.
Ladies and gentlemen, drawing to a close the Country Names show, we heard Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard doing Poncho and Lefty, the title track from their 1982 duets album, a Townes Van Zandt cover. Now, I've often wondered exactly what that song was about, and it turns out Townes Van Zandt wondered exactly the same thing. Last, Bad Livers, Where They Do Not Know Your Name, from Horses in the Mines, 1993. Barnstormer, signing off.